Good morning. A storm system south of Long Island continues to push moisture in from the Atlantic Ocean on an east-northeast wind. The moisture is being realized in the form of cloud cover, but not a widespread area of precipitation. We do have some showers moving through the southern Catskills and eastern and northern parts of New England, otherwise just a cloudy start with temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s. With that storm system intensifying today, more moisture will be drawn in off the ocean and the wind will pick up. Scattered showers will become more common, especially later on in the afternoon and into the evening hours, with temperatures topping out in the lower and middle 50s. We'll slide back into the 40s tonight with a gusty east-northeast wind, and as that moisture continues to move in from the Atlantic, a steadier rain will be possible. There'll also be pockets of heavier rain from time to time, especially across upslope areas in the hills and mountains. We'll also have areas of fog overnight. That system will only slowly move to the east and still have an influence on our weather for most of the day tomorrow with clouds and rain. Again, some heavy pockets possible and a gusty east-northeast wind with highs only making it into the upper 40s to around 50. Finally, as the disturbance, both in the mid and lower levels of the atmosphere, begin to lift out on Friday, we'll have fewer showers around. Still, skies will be mostly cloudy, though, with highs pushing back into the middle and upper 50s. It'll be dry late Friday and Friday night, and we'll even have some sunshine to start the day on Saturday before clouds move back in as a weak front heads our way from the north and west. There is the risk of a shower with this front as highs push into the upper 50s. As this system lifts out, still the risk of a shower on Sunday, otherwise breezy and cool with in-and-out sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. A big ridge of high pressure will build in early next week with mostly sunny skies on Monday and a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, highs pushing into the lower, middle, and then finally on Tuesday, the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that coastal low will slowly intensify south of Long Island, and periods of heavy rainfall will impact coastal sections of the Northeast through Friday. Flood watches are out for most of eastern and coastal New England for the potential of 2 to as much as 5 inches of rain. In addition, winds will increase and seas will become rough as the storm builds. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 9, located about 120 miles west-southwest of Campeche, Mexico. The depression is moving toward the east near 6 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone will be near the east coast of the Mexican state of Campeche later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. The depression is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches across the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, with maximum totals of 15 inches possible. These rainfall amounts may produce life-threatening flash floods. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 30 degrees with an east wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 45, 83% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at El Centro and Palm Springs, both in California, and also at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 22 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers in the upper 50s, Boston, cloudy, breezy, showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs right around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 47, the average temperature 52, that's 4 degrees above normal. A half an inch of rain in Albany yesterday, for the month now 2.07 inches, which is 47 hundredths below normal, and 29.74 inches for the year, which is 2.25 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 189 and 319 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979. And the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m. 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers, mainly this afternoon, with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavy pockets, also areas of fog, and lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavier pockets of rain as well, and fog developing with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavier pockets, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy, cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight and some heavier pockets, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight and some heavier pockets, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, breezy as well, with highs around 50. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Friday, middle to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds with a late-day shower Saturday in the upper 50s to around 60. Breezy and cool Sunday, a few scattered showers in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Monday, and warmer on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.